Salam. So, Tahir was going to start reading in Thus Speaks Maitreya on Communities of Light. Focus on the goal. Always keep the goal, keep your focus on where we are going. The greatest sign and the creation of the communities of light everywhere. There are two ways of looking at his creation. Either there is purpose in this creation or there is no purpose in this creation. If there is no purpose in this creation, there is no reason for us to be here. So we and animals are the same. Let us be like animals if there is no purpose for human life. Or there is a purpose in this creation. If we understand there is a purpose in this creation, purpose means to reach a goal, to accomplish something, then there is something we have to accomplish. So God has a purpose for us. To unfold to pure consciousness. The way is given through creation of the communities of light. God gave this revelation and this teaching now because this is the time humans are becoming ready for it. 50 years ago, probably they did not need it. Everything was going fine then. They had good businesses and they were going all over the world making money. There was little crime, no drug problem, etc. 50 years ago, probably the West was in heaven. But now you see that the Spirit is no longer moving in that direction. He wants something else to happen. That is why we are here, to preach the Father, His will, and what He wants us to do for Him. And that is why I am here, Maitreya. This is Maitreya speaking. And that is why I am, Maitreya is here. To connect you to the Father, to God. That is what He wants. That is the vision He sent, the greatest sign. This is the way He sent it. That is how all are unified. That is how we can create communities of light and the kingdom of heaven on earth. It is all God's love and God's will that He has done, and He is doing it here. See, God exists. God is here. God has been especially actively working for the last 12,000 years on earth. So if you can see this, then you can see God is here. Am I not showing you a glimpse of what God is and is doing by this? Then at least I am giving you hope that there is a God. There is a possibility for you to realize Him and become one with Him. The only thing left for you is to want Him so badly that nothing else is important to you but God. God's love is beyond human imagination. It is something you cannot imagine unless you experience it. After you experience it, there is no love on this earth that is comparable with it. It is a love beyond human imagination, as God Himself is beyond human imagination, unexplainable. We have to forget the little crutches like ethereal beings. Oh, I am a follower of this, I am a follower of that, or gurus. They are okay as long as we realize they are just a small part of God. Go to the essence of God and become one. When you get out of these small little things, then we are one. And then they will come to the realization that God is behind the revelation in Tho, the greatest sign, and us. Now we can create the communities of light. It is very simple. People come together, share with each other, and create a beautiful harmonic environment. They do not concentrate on ego trips. They go beyond ego, beyond the ethereal level, beyond the physical level, beyond space brothers and this and that. They go to the essence of God. You cannot experience everything in the universe. You do not have that much time. So you just create the kingdom first, and then you will have enough time, energy, and resources to experience and experiment. However, right now, the most important thing is to create the communities of light to bring the kingdom on earth. If you believe in that, the rest is not really very important. Until that is manifested, the rest is someone else's experience. If you see the way to create the kingdom of heaven on earth as given in Tho, then that is the only experience you need to follow right now. God realization is not a business, but submissiveness. The goal of submission is to reach a point where you decrease and he increases, as St. Francis proclaimed. So the more we die in God, the more God increases in us and we decrease until it is only God. There is no you. You are gone. And then when you are gone, you become a pure channel for him. That is the goal in the communities of light. So submission eventually brings you to that oneness where you decrease and he increases. Therefore, if we create more and more such people in the community, the energy of God becomes greater. The energy becomes more powerful. The energy becomes more focused. The energy becomes more him. And the community based on God's will eventually becomes the community which loves one another as I love you. Maitreya loves you. Godly love. We are not escapists, but are engaged in the world. Be in the world, but not of it. And that again returns us to the communities of light. Creation of the communities where the people can have a spiritual base and environment, and at the same time can reach the outside world and provide for them and provide for themselves and for the communities. Eventually, the more we create this kind of community, the more the earth will become like heaven. That is because the people are going to be friendlier and more loving to one another, and they will create an environment where everyone will be more loving to one another. We are the pioneers. We are the people who have seen something is wrong and have seen the vision, and we want to do something about it. We might have different opinions about how to go about it, maybe a little different lifestyle, a different cultural background, but if we all rely on the Spirit, what the Spirit has already revealed to us, what is good and what is not good, then we can become even more unified. Instead of following our own culture or our own background, we can all rely on the words of the Spirit. The more the feeling of sharing comes to humanity, and we create communities based on sharing and caring for one another, then we come closer to bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. As Christ said, love thy neighbor as thyself. If everyone loves their neighbors as themselves, then we will have the communities of light on earth. To gain power is not the goal. The goal is not to be powerful. The goal is to connect people to God. So all the things given are to bring us to that point where we become a channel for God and we can connect people to God. And that is the essence of a good teacher. A good teacher connects people to God. Of course, our mission is a little different. Not only do we have to connect the people to God, we are also trying to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. We cannot do that if we are not in the Spirit. Without his grace, we cannot learn to become one with his Spirit. If we become one with the Spirit, then we become very effective. If the grace is with you, with that grace you can reach pure consciousness in the middle of the most mundane environment. That is why it is so important to know what grace is. To realize grace is to realize the path to salvation. You see, it is not what you do, it is what you are. That is important. If you become more, you might do less, yet you will do it more effectively. The effect is going to carry itself to the end of the universe because it is done from the heart. It is done from the Spirit, and Spirit carries it forever. When the communities of light are created, it will be easier for the people to pray and be in his presence, to know him and feel him. When you think God, and you talk God, and you sleep God, and you wake up God, and you eat God, and you drink God, and you look God, then you are in God. It is okay if some people like the teaching, and they want to help with it alone. They will eventually also spread the message of the first step. But it is a package. You have to accept the whole package, or you will not make it. So if you just accept the teaching and do not accept the other parts of the package, it is being lukewarm, and God does not like lukewarms. God realization and feeling Him deeply is an all-around lifestyle. You cannot go halfway with God. You have to go all the way. That is why I said, those who stay to the end will be saved. You cannot go halfway and say, oh, let us just turn around here and do this thing for a while and see what happens. Okay, let us turn this way and let us stay for a while. No, it is a lifestyle. You wrap yourself up with God. That is why we are working toward communities of light. It is not just one philosophy or one teaching or one realization. It is the whole thing, physically, mentally, and spiritually.